basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Wilby Transit Mix, Phelps Towing, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Seymour Ford Lincoln, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, One North Kitchen and Bar, Jim Winter Auto, County National Bank, Grimes Plumbing, Jackson College, Alro Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, Recruit Specialized Staffing, The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, Elm Plating, The Nightlight, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Boyle, Brian Haynes, we're at the Pirate Dome, Jim Dutton's court at Napoleon High School tonight. First place in the Cascades Conference is on the line as the Napoleon Pirates take on the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. With me, of course, the professor, Brian Haynes. Brian, one of the great places to watch a game in Jackson County is up here in the Crow's Nest. And the pirate ship here at Napoleon High School.
Yeah, I tell you, we are so lucky to have seats like this. We have our maple bacon flavored chips and our Hello Pandas. And how could it be any better? I feel like I woke up and it's March. This has a March feel, like a tournament feel.
And it's, I guess they just call it homecoming here, but it's, you know, Snowfest, Snowball, whatever you got going on. It's the winter homecoming, the basketball homecoming tonight for Napoleon. So the gym was packed when we arrived about halfway through the JV game, and it's only gotten fuller since we've been here. So we're going to get down to a standing room only situation. The student sections are wall to wall, so it's going to be loud in here tonight. It's going to be fun. And both of these teams, identical records, 12-1 on the season, 7-1 in the Cascades Conference. I guess the difference being that these Jayhawks have beaten the Pirates, and the Pirates have not beaten the Jayhawks. So Napoleon coming out here winning six straight since their loss to Vandercook Lake. It was 61-54 at Vandercook Lake High School. Napoleon, again, won six straight since that loss, a 63-42 win at Addison in their last game. And they're ready to go, kind of defend their home court, maybe get a little revenge for that initial loss and take over first place all alone in the conference.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It's, you know, kind of a contrast in styles. Napoleon's got a couple big old guys that are going to just, you know, they're looking to feed them the ball downside. They block a lot of shots, and Vandercook really wants to get out and run. So just a fun contrast to watch, and, man, we have good seats for it.
Yeah, Vandercook Lake coming in again, 12-1, 7-1 in the league. Their loss happened just last week on February 4th at home. Michigan Center went in and beat them 68-66. The interesting part of that is I think when we both heard about that final and that Vandercook had lost their first game, we both kind of said, you know, you love to have the undefeated season, but that loss at this point for the Jayhawks, maybe they learned something from it and it sets them up. They're better off having lost now than, you know, going undefeated into the postseason.
Yeah, well, agree, kind of.
Okay.
You don't want that loss to end up biting you and not winning the conference title either, right?
Sure.
Like, because now your backs are to the wall where now another loss and you look to maybe at best share a title. No one likes to share, except for you and I with our Hello Pandas.
Yeah, no, that's the drawback as far as finishing in the league. But as far as the way they're playing since, you know, we had noted back when we saw them play East Jackson, and we had a thriller there where East Jackson hung around, a team that was struggling all year, had a chance to beat these guys late in that game. And they hadn't been blowing teams out, even though they were unbeaten and seemed like they had that ability. But then they come back after the loss to Michigan Center and beat Manchester 77-49, a 28-point victory. And you think that may, I think that that is spurred on by the idea that they had lost. It gets them, you know, you got to play hard the whole time. And I think that was something that was a challenge for them, was to get up, to get motivated, to play these teams that they knew they were going to beat, or at least they felt like they were.
Yeah, Steve, I know what you're saying, and I totally agree with you. And you know what? If I'm Napoleon, I really wouldn't want to play Vandy fresh off a loss within the last week, because you're right, it is a wake-up call. Because let's face it, these kids are, you know, 16, 17, 18 years old, and when you don't lose, whether you start to kind of believe the press clippings and think that, you know, you're not going to lose. So that did wake them up, and I expect Napoleon to get the full force of Vandercook tonight.
Yeah, I just think with the way it's gone since that last matchup, both of these teams come in with a chip on their shoulder. Napoleon wants to revenge that loss. Vandercook wants to, you know, prove that loss to Michigan Center was a fluke. And so they both just have something to prove tonight. And again, the winner will be in first place all alone in the Cascades Conference. So I love the way it looks here.
Steve, other little advantage, I don't know if it's gamesmanship, but they have the Napoleon band right next to the Vandercook bench. So Coach Ray, whatever he has drawn up, he's going to have to do it loudly.
Yeah, he will be speaking over some noise. Well, we're going to take a pregame break here. I did get an update. Jackson United and Lumen Christi hockey in action tonight. That's quite a rivalry. And right now, after one period of action, Jackson United leads 2-1 over Lumen Christi. So I know Paul Barner, as much as he'd like to see what his Jayhawk team could do tonight, he's going to be tuned into the Hockey Tilt. And that's on 95.9 The Power Cow. We're at 970 AM, 101.5 FM. We're back in 3 minutes with more pregame coverage. The Pirates and the Jayhawks on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the Raptors here at the Pirate Dome. And I love the way this gym's constructed with it's like an upside down ship. And we're all inside for a great high school basketball tilt tonight, brought to you by our pregame sponsor, the Scouting Report, coming from Recruit Specialized Staffing. Of course, we always get support from Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Additionally, I'd like to thank AeroQuip Credit Union, HealthQuest, Nerman Disc Center, and Superior Industrial Sales and Service, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. AeroQuip Credit Union, did I say them? Improving the financial quality of your life. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We're loaded with sponsors because we're ready for a big, exciting game tonight. Brian, let's go over these starting lineups.
Okay, well, let's start with the visitors from Vandercook Lake. And I could tell you, you know, what grade they're in, but I'm going to save the suspense and just tell you they're seniors.
Everyone's
and in
seniors.
Fact, anyone that comes into the game, senior. A whole roster full of seniors. So yep. We have Anthony Jimenez, Jermaine Buckner, Demarion Smith, Terrell Showers, and Eric Wilson.
Yeah, and of course, Buckner, we've been seeing him since freshman. No matter what, where he played, he was on the varsity and he was in the starting lineup. He's a talented player. He's dangerous from beyond the arc, where he can shoot the three very well, but he will go to the basket and score there too. Good free throw shooter. Not a lot of weaknesses in his game. A big part of whether or not Napoleon wins this game tonight will be how they defend Buckner.
That's for sure. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you my other side guy that maybe doesn't get the discussion but is so important, is going to be Jimenez. Anthony is a sharpshooter from three. And in games where he's hot, I think they are a totally different team, because that's kind of his role. You know, you have Smith and Buckner driving, and if they clog it up and they kick to Jimenez, he gets a lot of open looks.
Yeah, and he, like you said, we were seeing him a year ago even on Vandercook Lake, one of the bright spots being able to be that three-point shooter. Additionally, Terrell Showers is a good rebounder, battles for rebounds, hungry hippo down there. And one of the reasons East Jackson was able to stay close was because he got in foul trouble and was out of the game a lot of the time, because he makes a big difference on the offensive glass, giving them extra possessions and bringing that score up. So he's an important guy, and we'll see if he can stay in the game and avoid foul trouble early. How about for the Pirates?
Well, for Napoleon, they have senior Hartley Martin, senior Javen Toomey Patterson, senior Zach Johnson, junior Trent Jester, and the lone sophomore Michigan pitching commit Grant Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley is a good-sized kid. Also, they have Kyler Reason and Holden Van Poppel that come off the bench. They've got the size advantage over Vandercook at almost every spot, but we'll see. It's kind of a size versus speed. It's it's inside versus outside, and it's, you know, it's going to come down to coaching in a lot of ways, I think, because what's the strategy to defend the shooters and the guards for Vandercook Lake? And if you're Vandercook Lake, how do we clog up the middle and keep these big guys from hurting us?
Yeah, I tell you, the more I'm around high school basketball, which has been a long time,
yeah,
I frequently would just tell you I'm going to take the speed over the size. Now, you're correct, and depending on how Napoleon uses that,
yeah,
utilizes that size, they can be an issue too. But I tell you what, even though they're going to be taller, you mentioned Showers. There's Wilson, too, that mm-hmm. are big bodies,
yeah,
that they will get in and rebound.
Yeah, they're not going to get pushed around necessarily,
yeah, yeah,
but that height, that length makes a difference when you get down into those spaces. And certainly,
yeah,
you mentioned shot blockers. If you get a couple early blocks, that might slow down those guys or make them think twice about penetrating and trying to get in there and score. And then that changes the way the offense plays just from a couple, you know, a guy, knowing that guy's down there to reject your shots.
And Napoleon loves to block shots,
yeah,
as well. So when you're Vandercook, if you're Coach Ray, you're telling your guys, jump stop, one shot fake, and go through them. You can't go away from them or they will block your shot.
Yeah. I mean, but we got a couple of the newer coaches in the league with Corey Ray. Both of them just a few years now under their belts, newer guys, newer names. So the chance to prove themselves and win a conference championship at these schools that we were talking today about this, and I said, look, the winner of this game tonight is the conference is in the conference lead. They don't necessarily become champ, but they will be in the lead. And they said, you know, man, Vandercook Lake, who would have thought they'd be challenging for the conference championship? And, you know, I remember it wasn't that long ago when they had some pretty good teams, but Hanover Horton has had a stranglehold on this conference championship for a while, save for an occasional blip where Michigan Center usurped them, but it's the most wide open the league's felt in a long, long time.
Yeah, and you know, the kids obviously care, and there's going to be some butterflies, but I'm telling you what, these two, as you said, very young coaches, as far as young with varsity experience, they might have as many butterflies as anybody in this gym, because I promise you this game means as much to them as anybody in this gym.
Oh, yeah. Well, the kids are on the floor getting stretched out. We're up in the rafters here, the Recruit Specialized Staffing Report here on WKHM. We are your home for University of Michigan basketball tomorrow, and they got a big win over Purdue last night. Was it last night? Feels so long ago. Maybe the night before. Either way, they play
last
Saturday
night.
Afternoon.
You're right.
Yeah,
last
it was.
Night.
Okay.
Yeah.
They play Saturday afternoon, and that's going to be a big game right here at WKHM with Ohio State. So the Wolverines and the Buckeyes, always a rivalry matchup when they play, and you'll catch that right here at WKHM tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to be there for sports Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., so we'll recap this game and all the scores from around the area. Let's go ahead and take another 3 minutes here on the pregame, and when we come back, we'll tip it up. The Napoleon Pirates and the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks playing for first place in the Cascades Conference on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
High school basketball tonight live on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, serving the Jackson community since 1988. The right repair is no accident. We also like to say thank you to Penn Chiropractic Center, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, and how about Alro? Tribute to, well, we talked about Al Glick passing away, and man, just a well-respected member of the community, and we thank him for all he did throughout the years for WKHM. Huddling up on the floor, and we're just about ready to go here as Vandercook Lake Jayhawks in those black uniforms with the red trim look cool. I think those look sleek.
Those do look good.
I like it.
And the sartorial splendor that the coaches have arrived in with Coach Ray and Flowers both donning the suits.
Yeah. Although I told you in the pregame, Coach Ray went short on the tie, and I think I'm missing it. He needed a tie.
Oh.
Napoleon clears the opening tip. Go right down to Bradley on the block, and he backs in a little jump hook and gets that to go. Oh, excuse me, that's Trent Jester.
Yeah,
on the shot down low and scores it up.
And we wondered about Napoleon using that height right away. First play, going down low.
Jayhawks moving around the perimeter. A little drive from Wilson. Gets down deep. What a drop down pass to Terrell Showers. And he puts it up, and it's 2-2, so it's the bigs for Vandercook getting them started.
A beautiful drop by Wilson, as you said, in traffic.
A little pressure out to midcourt as Napoleon drives to Tui Patterson trying to find Jester. Up a foot, stolen by the Jayhawks. Wilson runs the floor, this time on the feed through traffic. There's too many arms, and Napoleon turns him over. Pirates with the basketball.
I'm not sure how that pass wasn't a kick ball down here.
Yeah. Tui Patterson into the corner. Pump fake and a little drive from... Johnson, and his lefty layup comes off short, rebounded by Vandercook. Smith into the corner. A pump fake from Jimenez. Clears it out of there. Showers from the wing. Sees a little driving lane. Gets into the lane. Into the air. A little collision down there and a no call from the refs. You saw Tui Patterson step up, try to take the charge, and a little no call from the refs, and I think that was probably about right.
Well, it's funny because I was thinking, okay, what's this one going to be? It's a charge or a block, and they decided to not call either.
Swallowed the whistle, letting them play. Buckner inbounding from the baseline, and really that's the first time I think we've seen Buckner handle the ball, and he's doing it from the inbound pass. Finds Smith on the left wing, little jab step, and there's a crossover stolen by Patterson. Tui Patterson on the breakout. And he's going to get a foul against Buckner, called for the block. That was just a good heads-up play. Saw a little laziness with the ball and swiped through. And Javen Tui Patterson gets to the free throw line here for the Pirates. We're tied 2-2 with 6.5 to play here in the first. We're going back and forth pace here, but short on scoring so far.
Smith here, he just turned his back to the help defender, and Tui Patterson noticed it and doubled. Good steal, paying off with a free throw.
He's a guy who's got a few years of RC experience under his belt now as a senior leader on the team. Missed the second free throw short. Johnson rebounds, stays inside, up in the air, and that's going to be a foul on Wilson. So again, the Pirates, all their shots coming from in that painted area, and while it's not a make, Johnson goes to the free throw line, and 3-2 Pirates before he shoots.
Yeah, and that time Johnson went up strong through him. The last time Johnson drove, he kind of backed away from him.
Yeah, kind of a fading little runner. Second team foul against the Jayhawks. Big Eric Wilson. One of those guys they're going to need down on the blocks. Rebound there by Showers. Napoleon 50% at the line so far, leading 4-2 at home with 6:24. Buckner brings it up the floor for the Jayhawks. On the dribble drive, little run here from the elbow, and that goes down, and that's that dangerous kind of shot that Buckner can do off the dribble. 4-4.
You know, you mentioned before that that's a tough type of shot, and not everyone can pull that off, but Buckner has it in the arsenal.
Yeah. Yeah, because we see a lot of people try it. Buckner, we've seen make it a lot. So on the dribble up here for Hartley Marvin, a steal attempt by the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks, and it's a foul, and that's the third team foul. So 3-0, the foul count. The Pirates just haven't had a chance to foul. Bradley, they're looking for Jester down on the block again. Zach Johnson, he will take that deep three, and this time, though, he drives into the corner. Patterson pump fakes, and a little 10-foot pull-up from the baseline is a miss, rebounded by the Jayhawks. We're still tied at 4 under 6 minutes. Pass it up to Marion Smith on the fast break, and he's got that three-pointer in his arsenal, knocks that one down, and it's 7-4 Jayhawks.
Yeah, nice little dish out there from Jimenez, and then sealed off the defender to screen for Smith, give him that open look.
Johnson will try to answer. His three-pointer short, Jester rebounds, and then a tie-up as he brings it down. Eric Wilson tying him up, and it's going to stay Pirate basketball. 5:32 to play, 7-4 visiting Jayhawks after a three-pointer for Demarion Smith. Hartley Marvin's going to go to the bench here, and that's going to get substitution of the game for Napoleon, Devontae Hayburn. We saw him have a nice game when we were out here before.
And Andrew Cheney checks in for the Jayhawks as well.
Hayburn takes the inbound crossover move into the lane, all the way to the bucket, and a lefty finish. Immediate impact off the bench, 7-6, 5:22 to play in the first quarter here.
Hayburn being checked by Cheney, so the two guys coming in.
They match up immediately. Buckner looking to go step back three and hit nothing but net. To have that little step back and shoot it from that deep, a lot of guys leave it short. He got nothing but the bottom, and it's 10-6 Jayhawks.
Yeah, that brought back memories of Marshawn Norris in this gym for Napoleon doing that move.
There's a three-pointer for Johnson, missed. Jester had it momentarily. Showers takes it away, and the Jayhawks get the rebound. 10-6 lead. And the ball, Buckner coming down the floor. We're going to get Hayburn, crosses over. Lost it for a moment. Now right wing for Demarion Smith. He goes on the drive, gets into the lane, has to pass it up. Showers will fire a three. That's off bad. Rebounded by the Pirates. Hayburn's bringing it up the floor. Coming up the middle, slows it down. And now he'll hand it off to Zach Johnson. Johnson against Buckner. Crosses over into the lane, into the air. And we get a traveling call against Johnson. A little extra step on the dribble drive. 4:24 to go here in our opening quarter, and it's 10-6.
You can see Johnson trying to attack Buckner, trying to get him in early foul trouble. Because if you're going to stop Buckner, you might need him to be on the bench. Because I don't know that you can stop him on the floor.
So far, they haven't done it. He takes the inbound under full court pressure here by the Pirates, and they get a foul. Reaching in, and that's going to go against Zach Johnson.
And I would not think the Pirates will stay in that press for too long.
4:22 on the clock here. And again, it's 10-6 Jayhawks. Smith takes the inbound and brings it up the floor. Met at half court there by Hayburn. Well, he was looking to give it up to Buckner. Instead, Smith drives into the air, and there's an offensive foul. T.D. Patterson, second time, stepping up to try to take an offensive foul.
And that time they had no choice but to blow the whistle, and that was a 50-50 call, too. That could have gone either way.
4:09 to play. Again, 10-6, the visitors lead. And we got a substitution into the game for the Jayhawks. That is Xavion Ingram. Hayburn coming up the floor for the Pirates now with the ball. Left wing for Jason Negus, who dribbles out to the top. Left side now Hayburn. And the Jayhawks have stopped into a zone here, 2-3. Pirates working around the perimeter. Kimi Patterson into the elbow area. Almost passes it past Hayburn, who sticks a hand out and holds on to it. He'll take a three-pointer now outside the arc, and it's a little long. And Patterson saves it. Toomey Patterson saves it to Jester, out to Hayburn at the free throw line. He's got to get it out of the paint. Negus drives Hayburn, right side Toomey Patterson, down low to Jester. He's doubled, clears it out. Hayburn will fire another triple. Off the heel, long rebound to Toomey Patterson. Extra possession here for the Pirates. He goes baseline. Toomey Patterson in the air, off the glass, and it's good.
And that's the trouble with that 2-3 zone. They give up a lot of offensive rebounds out of that, but in some little early foul trouble.
Lead down to two. Showers fires a quick three for the Jayhawks out of the corner and knocks it down and right back to a five-point lead, 13-8, with under 3 minutes to play.
Big make for Showers after he kind of airballed this first one, so that's good for the confidence.
We're here in the first quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Hayburn with the ball now for the Pirates into the corner for Negus. Finds Jester down in the low block, passes out. Bradley's open for three, and he hits. Napoleon struggling from beyond the arc before that one. Grant Bradley hits, and it's a two-point game again, 13-11 with 2:34 to go in the first.
We're seeing why these teams have one loss.
Demarion Smith fires from deep, and Negus had the rebound, and he tried to pull it in, and it goes off his fingertips and out of bounds, so Vandercook fortunate to get an extra possession here.
Steve, I tell you, when you watch Smith and Buckner, there are times where they do shots where you think, oh, those aren't good shots, but those two are capable of making the difficult ones.
Yeah, and we've seen them both get really hot at times, too, so they need to stay in shooting mode because they are both capable of getting very hot. Buckner drives, and that time the one-handed kind of floater was a little short, and Napoleon clears it. They could tie it up or go ahead on this possession with 2:09 to play in the first quarter. Bradley all alone outside, goes into the lane, sidesteps the defender, and floats the bucket in. Point blank range, Grant Bradley, and we're tied at 13 with under 2 to play in the first quarter.
So far, we're getting what we hoped.
Smith on the drive, gets into the lane. We get a blocking foul against the Pirates. Just the second team foul against Napoleon. And the substitution for the Jayhawks, it looks like. And we'll see Andrew Chaney back into the game, and that'll send Ingram to the bench.
Hartley Marvin in for the Pirates. Both coaches being active with their benches so far.
Buckner to inbound from the baseline here for the Jayhawks. Gets it into Showers out near midcourt, right on the Jim Dutton's court logo. Now he gives it to Buckner. He works it left wing for Showers. Pump fakes, then drives from the elbow. Too strong. Tapped by Stiles and missed. Rebound cleared by the Pirates. We're tied at 13. Napoleon can go ahead here. Negus out to Hartley Marvin, and his three is halfway down before it comes out. Rebounded by the Jayhawks out on the run. Smith ahead of everyone. And a good hustle by Hartley Marvin to knock that one out of bounds and stop what would have been, should have been, a layup. And instead, Vandercook will have to let the Pirates set up the half-court defense.
You see people try to block that shot. Marvin instead got it down low.
Yep. 1:19 to play first quarter. Showers on the wing as the Pirates have slipped into a zone here too. And there's a knockaway that goes off of Buckner's fingers in the corner, and the Pirates with another stop. So it's been a bit of a scoring drought here for the Jayhawks.
That careless pass going to get Showers taking a breather on the bench and get Ingram back in for Vandercook.
Minute 13 to play, 13-13 our score with 1:11 now. Hartley Marvin coming up the floor at the top, finds Bradley down to the block between two defenders. He passes out to Hayburn. Now a skip pass to Marvin is a little too hot, and a turnover here by the Pirates.
You know, Steve, when we did the Vandercook East Jackson game and both Showers and Wilson got in some foul trouble and were off the floor, and right now not necessarily due to foul trouble, but both of them off the floor, and I swear Vandercook wasn't quite the same team without those two guys.
And you know, with Bradley catching it as deep as he had it, and he passed it out, which he's a good passer from down there, but if he had just elevated and turned around, nobody's blocking his shot down there. But he turns it over instead, and now a missed shot by the Jayhawks, and the Pirates clear the board. Again, 13-13 here still, with 34 seconds to play first quarter. Hartley Marvin with the ball. Looks like the Pirates might hold for one here with the final 26 seconds, although Hayburn drives, clears it out to Marvin, and he'll run it back out to reset.
Good senior move by Marvin right there, just taking it back out.
Marvin's got it, getting the instruction from the bench. Bradley coming to screen, now rolls, and he gets the pass down there. Good heads-up play by Chaney to knock it away, and now Smith loses it off a foot. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Smith into the corner. Ingram probably got away with the travel there, but his shot's an air ball anyway, partially blocked. And so at the end of one, 13-13, we're tied. We're back in a minute on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Make the move you've been thinking about. Elm Plating offers comprehensive training for operators on all shifts. Starting pay, $17 per hour. Elm Plating offers a family YMCA membership from day one, full insurance benefits after 60 days, and has a 401k with company match. Apply online now at elmplating.com or walk into HR on Elm Street. Elm Plating recognizes that time with your family is important. That's why they'll work with you so that you can be there when it matters. Elm Plating Company, come grow with us.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you. Whether you have a small leak that needs to be repaired before further damage occurs to your home, or if your hot water heater went out, Grimes Plumbing has you covered. You can take a peace of mind knowing that Grimes Plumbing covers our work with a one-year labor warranty. Trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing, online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Update from the hockey game at our last check-in. They're tied at two, so they've got a tie game. We've got a tie game. A couple of great high school sports tilts on the radio tonight, Friday night. What a way to start the weekend. Vandercook Lake with the ball to start the second quarter. Buckner will get it. We're tied at 13 here. And Buckner directing traffic from just over the midline. Skips it across court to Smith on the right wing. Looks like Napoleon maybe going back to a little man-to-man here. Jester matching up against Showers outside the arc. And Jimenez back on the floor, loses it. Look at Negus getting on the floor on the steal. Fast break for Zach Johnson around the defense. Lefty reverse layup. And the Pirates have the lead, 15-13.
And Negus, give him the credit on that one.
And there's into the corner. Jimenez gets a three. Missed. Showers right there to tip it. And there's that offensive rebounding acumen that Showers has. And he ties it back up at 15.
Yeah, I'm going to go so far as to call him the best offensive rebounder in the league.
There's a drive and a little traffic. And off the hands of Jester and out of bounds. A turnover for the Pirates. We're tied at 15, 7-11 to play first half. Napoleon setting up some pressure here. full court, inbound to Smith. They had him in a trap. Get it out to Buckner. Now we're running here for the Jayhawks. And Showers with a bullet pass over to Jimenez a little behind him, and there's a turnover.
Yeah, and you know what? That's Smith nor Buckner handling the ball because they're passing it up, and I think if you're Napoleon, that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah.
Get somebody that's not as good as a decision-maker handling that.
Hartley Marvin coming across the middle here for Napoleon. Gets a screen from Jester. Good job by Jimenez to slip under that. They get Johnson open for three. If he gets that jumper going, he can light it up. 18-15 Pirates after he knocks it down. Inbound for the Jayhawks. They get to Buckner at half court. He's going to drive right in. Off the glass, too strong. Rebounded Smith, and then knocked away out of bounds. Last touch, Pirates. Another offensive rebound here for the Jayhawks, but not Terrell Showers.
So back-to-back possessions, we saw the good and the bad of the Napoleon press. The good, you got it to a different person. The bad is if Buckner beats it, he's going one-on-one, and I like his chances.
Yeah, just they got fortunate he didn't hit it. He inbounds it to Showers, hits a little eight-footer, and it's 18-17 Pirates with 6:23 to play in the half. Jester on the wing. He looks at the three but doesn't take it into the free throw line area. Passes out. Toomey Patterson won't take the three. Negus on the wing. He drives. Steps back. Great move to get a wide open look. And Negus knocks it down. 20-17. Napoleon leads. Full court pressure on. A little tap from behind. Steele. Marvin. And what a great play by Buckner. Patterson with a great play too. They get it out to Johnson to drive baseline into the air. Knocked away. And off of Johnson's leg. So I got to explain this. So they inbound it. Buckner doesn't get fooled by a fake pass. Steals it away momentarily. Patterson goes to the floor to get it back for the Pirates. And then they turn it over on the drive. But just both teams are just hustling. It's great to watch. 5:55 to play, and it's 20-17. Buckner and Jimenez on the break. And Jimenez at about 5'3", going up against 6'4", Jester, and just gets it over the outstretched hands, and it's 20-19.
Yeah, I didn't know if Buckner should take that, knowing how small Jimenez is, but.
And there's a little miscommunication and a steal by Wilson, and the Jayhawks can go back in front, trailing 20-19. Buckner out near midcourt with 5.5 to play in the first half. Puts it on the deck, gets a screen from Wilson, switches with Bradley, and now driving against Bradley, a pull-up just a step inside the arc. Well defended and missed. Rebounded by Napoleon, and they've got Bradley on the run and lays it up over Terrell Showers' hands, and it's 22-19, the Napoleon lead back to three. Buckner, Smith breaking the press into the corner. Jimenez open for three. Got it! We're tied at 22. 5 minutes on the clock.
We said they're a different team if Jimenez is knocking those down. It's one for two now. We'll see where he goes from there.
Napoleon breaks some pressure. Corner for Bradley for three. His is off the rim. Long, and Jimenez rebounds into the hands of Smith. Running on the break, and we're going to get a foul call against Toomey Patterson. And so that's out on the floor. No shots. Tied at 22, 4:47 to play in the half.
I don't think Smith really wanted the whistle to blow there. And it was pretty touchy, but Smith was going in for a layup after he blew by Patterson. Steve, 22 all?
22
all. Is this
all
what we were hoping for?
This
something
is
like this?
Precisely what we were hoping for. I've even had to raise my voice a few times. I'm looking forward to doing it more as Demarion Smith brings it up. Pulls up the three from the wing. And that one feels ill-advised because they've out of rhythm. The defender was right there.
Yeah.
But again, a shooter's got to shoot, and you know, if you said, "What? Why'd you shoot that?" He's going to be, "I felt it. I was feeling it."
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And like I said, I've seen him make enough tough shots.
Yeah.
But that one, there was somebody really in his face there.
Yeah, passed around a little bit and hope to get it back with a little better rhythm. 4.5 to play in the first half. Still at 22. Heyburn back on the floor for the Pirates. Grant Bradley kind of posting up outside the arc. Makes a move all the way around. And drops it off to Jester, who gets it up and just gets it over the front rim. And it's 24-22 Pirates using that size. Bradley and Jester working together. Wilson takes a three from the top. And he hits. Put the Jayhawks back in front. 25-24 on the triple from Big Eric Wilson.
Coach Ray called him as possibly one of the best knockdown three-point shooters he has.
Bradley working against the defense. Gets a reach in from Chaney into the corner. Johnson open. That's off the back rim. Rebound battling. Wilson was battling with Jester. Bradley came in to steal it away. And on his shot attempt, it's knocked out of bounds. Probably a foul there, but I'm not looking to get anybody in foul trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
One way or another, basically, they're keeping the ball, the Pirates. And Bradley's hustle gets the extra possession here. Toomey Patterson on the wing into the corner. Hayburn on the offensive inbound play executed perfectly and knocked down the triple with nothing but the bottom of the net. And the Pirates go back into the lead. Three from Wilson. Knocked it down. They're trading triples right now.
This is fun to watch, Steve.
Johnson brings it up. It's 28-26 they've got on the scoreboard. Johnson on a move in the lane, drops it off for Toomey Patterson, goes off of his face, and Johnson gets it back. He dribbles out to the top, crosses over, a double team at the elbow, trying to drop it down for Jester. Back to the basket, Jester goes to work, makes a move into the lane. Nice little change of pace, missed the shot, but the rebound goes off to Hayburn. Napoleon with another chance that's loose on the floor, Toomey Patterson. And now he'll try to go out and reset. Okay, they did correct the score, 28-27. Okay, yep. They had 26 for a minute. So a one-point lead for the Jayhawks as Patterson drive. Spin move down to the block. Off the glass. Counted and the foul. Old-fashioned three-point play time for Napoleon. As he puts his team in front by one and can make it two at the line.
Boy, tough shot. And Coach Ray and a lot of the Vandercook fans had at least three times where they wanted travel or double-dribble in that possession. Never got one, and it cost them.
Yeah, and it was erratic to the point where I was almost just saying, hey, just take a timeout. Let's not waste this possession. But it's not wasted if you get a three-point play from your senior. 30-28, Napoleon back in front. Now the full court pressure. And they wanted to travel there, and mixed bag. It's tough to call it on that play. Instead, we get a foul against Hayburn. As he had kind of read the pass, and Smith had to kind of hold it out, took a little extra steppage. But here, 28-30, they trail by two. Buckner in the drive into the air. His double clutch almost goes, and he had a chance for the three-point play. Instead, he'll earn a couple at the line here.
Yeah, and in the last 10 seconds, Hayburn picked up his second, and now Javen Toomey Patterson just picked up his second. And right now, it doesn't look like Coach Seidel is going to go to the bench and let them play out these last 2:40. Dangerous move.
Buckner misses the first free throw. Update from the hockey game. Lumen Christi now in front 4-2. And it's been a minute, but 9 to play in the second period there. Optimus Ice
goals tonight. A couple quick ones then.
Buckner gets the second free throw to go, cuts the lead back to one. 30-29. Napoleon leads with the ball and 2:36 to play in the first half. The gym's rocking. This game's living up to the hype. High post for Grant Bradley. Now he makes a move to the basket. Good job by Showers to shut that off. Toomey Patterson looking to drive. Size advantage against Tamarion Smith. Strong to the basket. Double teamed and missed. Who else but Terrell Showers with a rebound?
Of course.
Pace has slowed down a little bit. Both teams having to run the half-court offense here with Buckner on the wing getting the call from Coach Ray. Screen from Chaney. Buckner into the lane. Tough shot. Really worked that against a triple team. And a little fading one-hander is a miss. So 2 minutes to go. Napoleon with the ball back. Toomey Patterson catching instruction from Seidel. Coach Seidel on the sideline. Right wing for Jester. To the top for Toomey Patterson. Coach Ray had outstretched arm. He was kind of defending over in the corner there. Hayburn, now right wing for Jester. Pirates working the perimeter. Jester makes a move against Showers. Crosses over into the corner for Hayburn. Passes out to Negus. Jason Negus drives into the corner. Toomey Patterson. He makes a spin move. Gets into the lane. Passes out, and they'll get an extra step on him. And it's a shame because he had a wide open Trent Jester on the wing.
And that's that travel they were wanting to possession before. Tell you what, Hayburn has Jimenez on him, and Hayburn's, you know, got some moves inside. I think Napoleon should probably go down and try to take advantage of Jimenez on the post.
I'm wondering if Coach Ray has ditched the suit jacket, and I'm guessing by the end of the game, he might be done with that button-up shirt, too.
Just wearing the T.
Just out here in the A shirt. 1:12 to play in this half. We get a reach-in foul against the Pirates. 30-29, they lead by one. And, again, this is the advantage of the way the refs have kind of swallowed the whistle a little bit tonight. Neither team in the bonus yet, and we've got just 72 seconds to play in this one.
Yeah, and I tell you what, with a minute 12, I would have really liked to see Hayburn and Toomey Patterson yanked so they didn't pick up that third. So here you have Toomey out there guarding Buckner, and you talk about a foul drawer.
Yeah.
Buckner, I would attack him.
He skips to Cheney, now goes in the middle with Showers to the top for Smith. And we get a timeout from the Vandercook Lake bench. Let's take 30 seconds. We got less than a minute to play in the first half. 30-29, Napoleon leads on WKHM.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Homecoming here at Napoleon High School, the Pirates lead 30-29 over the Jayhawks. Both teams 12-1 overall, 7-1 in the Cascades Conference. And right now it's 30-29 with 57.04 seconds to play in the first half. Buckner with the ball for the Jayhawks. Toomey Patterson out guarding him with two fouls. Screen from Showers, and then he retreats. Buckner doesn't really do anything. He splits the defense, though, gets into the lane, passes out corner for Jimenez, and they shut down that three-pointer, but into the corner for Buckner. Back to Jimenez. Still no room for him to get a three off, and on the pass down low, nearly stolen, and it goes off Zach Johnson's hands. And as much as Coach Seidel wants to argue, it seemed clear from up here that he hit it.
Well, see, yeah. I thought Zach Johnson even kind of gave that wry smile like maybe he didn't touch it.
37 seconds. Demarion Smith with the ball on the inbound. Gets it to Buckner, and now it's Hartley Marvin guarding him. And now, though, they actually kind of switched to a zone here. Looks like three-pointer goes up, halfway down, and rattles out. Jester rebounds at 23 seconds, and Napoleon can try to cushion this lead a little bit before the buzzer sounds on our first 16 minutes of play.
I don't think Coach Ray was happy with that long three.
Toomey Patterson with a little pressure gets it away to Johnson, and he loses it. Turnover in the Jayhawks with 6 seconds. Jimenez passes away to Cheney, running one-hander. He got it at the buzzer, and the Jayhawks lead at the half. 31-30 off the hand of Andrew Cheney. And with trailing 30-29, and a chance for Napoleon to add to their lead. A little pressure on the Napoleon ball handlers created the turnover, and the Jayhawks got one before closing out the half.
What a half, Steve. That was fun. I'm kind of tired watching.
I know. I'm worked up a sweat.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get the treatment from the trainer here at the half. 31-30, the Jayhawks lead halftime here on our broadcast, brought to you by a number of great sponsors, including Minuteman Sewer and Drain. A big thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and AeroQuip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the half. When we come back, we'll let Brian do a little bit of math, get us our scorers from the first half of action, set things up for the second half again. 31-30, Vandercook Lake leads Napoleon here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, 31-30 Vandercook Lake. And, you know, we had a number of lead changes throughout that half, Brian. Really, neither team looked like they were more in control. For moments they did, but then they made adjustments. And, gosh, I wish I could tell you that I see an edge or something, and I don't even know what these coaches are going to do to adjust other than, you just got to hope your guys make more shots almost.
Yeah, because the edges we've seen aren't things – they're things we knew going in.
Yep.
Napoleon has been able to kind of score inside a little bit with Jester just because he's bigger.
Yep.
And then on the flip side, Vandercook's been able to kind of get around the Napoleon defenders and either draw fouls or get off good shots. So you're right. The edges we see, we knew coming in.
Yeah. So, yeah, coaching is going to make a difference in the second half, and shot making. And Buckner actually went a little cold there in the second quarter, but he was able to get lifted up by some of his other teammates knocking down shots. And really, the scoring has not come fast and furiously. a lot of defense, and really it's been pressure on the ball handlers that has been a difference maker. And if I could find one edge, I don't know who Napoleon's going to trust to handle the ball if they start getting under pressure.
Yeah, yep. And that's funny because I was going to just say that. We've seen a lot of shots being made. We've seen everything that we would expect from two first-place battlers. The one thing I'd like to see get cleaned up is the turnovers, and that's on both sides. And I don't know how much of that's nerves or trying to do a little too much, but we're seeing the careless turnovers, the ones that are just, you know, I don't know, just kind of unforced, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. So whoever cleans that up. And also frequently, we say this every time, who knows, Steve, this might just come down to who makes a couple free throws at the end.
Yep. So who got the scoring done here in the first half for us?
All right, well, for the visiting Vandy team, they pretty well balanced. Anthony Jimenez with 5, Jermaine Buckner with 6, Demarion Smith 3, Terrell Showers leading the way with 9, Andrew Cheney with 2, including the big, well, the big one, not including, it's just the big one as the time expired in the half.
One.
And Eric Wilson with a couple of 3s, giving him 6 points.
Yeah, you know, if anything, I'm surprised Demarion Smith with only 3 points. He's able to score in bunches, so he could have 3 in the first half and end up with 20, you know, easily.
Yeah, and if you're Napoleon and someone told you that Buckner and Smith were going to have a combined 9 at the half, you would sign up for that immediately.
Yep.
And feel like you were winning.
So how about for the Napoleon guys?
Napoleon, a lot of guys in the book, too. Jason Negus with 2 and a couple of floor burns to go with those 2. Zach Johnson with 6, Trent Jester 4, Javen Toomey Patterson 6, Devontae Hayburn with 5, and Grant Bradley leading the way with 7.
And that's kind of a quiet 7 for Grant Bradley. He wasn't necessarily a focal point of the offense during the game, but he just found ways to score. And he's, just a big athlete.
Yeah.
And so he went in and stole some offensive rebounds away. And if anything, I would say when he gets the ball down on the block, he needs to be thinking about elevating and scoring. A couple times he's gotten down there and looked to pass it out, but I don't think there's anyone down there on Vandercook who's going to be able to jump up there and knock his shot away, and I think he's going to get some buckets and some free throw attempts if he's more aggressive on the block.
Yeah, and Napoleon, this is kind of what we expected, balance. You know, we have Bradley, Toomey, Patterson, Jester, Johnson, Hayburn, all those guys, we would expect they'd all be around 10 to 14 points when the dust clears, but I guess the big surprise, Smith and Buckner only with 9 between the two of them. We'll see if they don't get heated up in the second half.
Yeah, this is, it feels, I don't know, I have the same anticipation I had at the start of this game. It's still anybody's game, and I'm looking for an edge. I'm looking for an advantage for these two teams, and I don't know. I think they are probably too, and they just want to go out and play more consistent, maybe knock off the turnovers, because like you said, there were some unforced errors there, and yeah, and I hope it's probably going to be close like this all the way to the end, and maybe it's extra free throws. Maybe it's just a shot at the buzzer like Andrew Cheney hit.
Yeah, yeah. Or even, who knows, maybe some foul trouble. We have Hayburn with 3. You know, he doesn't want to pick up his 4th quickly into the second half because that kind of fouls him out for a quarter if that happens. Toomey Patterson with 2. Over on the Vandercook side, just Eric Wilson with 2, and that's it for any significant fouls.
I mean, that's a good thing because we kind of asked about Terrell Showers, and if he was going to stay out there, then he's a very good rebounder, and that did make a difference in the half.
Yeah, sure did. And if he's going to foul out, he's going to need 5 of them this half because he's got 0. So I like his chances of sticking around.
That's a good half for him. Well, they started the clock up here. Let's take 3 minutes here in the halftime. We'll come back and set things up, and maybe we can tell you who the king and queen are here at Napoleon High School as we're getting them introduced on the floor right now. We'll be back in 3 minutes on WKHM. 31-30, our score, with Vandercook Lake in the lead.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, well, we did our best to get the names of the king and queen here. Caleb Rainey and Ava Simulowski.
And those could be wrong. We're trying to get that out of the PA.
Look, I've been listening to, like, music really loudly for years and years, decades, so I have bad hearing, there's no doubt. And now the 50-50 drawing. Brian's going to check his numbers. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what's coming up on the weekend. Red Wings hockey tomorrow here at WKHM, 11:45 for the pregame. They'll drop the puck at noon. And then again, I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, University of Michigan basketball, it's a 5:30 pregame for a 6 o'clock tip. And then on Sunday, I know there's some big sporting event on Sunday.
Super something.
Super something.
Some football game.
Well, if you want to catch the coverage of that from Westwood One, it is 101.9 FM, Jackson's Fox Sports from Westwood One. 2 o'clock, they start the pregame, and you don't have to miss a play. With Matt Stafford and the Rams taking on my man Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. I know a lot of people in Michigan are sticking with Matt Stafford, the former Lion, but I'm rooting Bengals, man.
28-24 Bengals.
That's the call?
How do you like that?
I like that. I would be pleased because it'd be a close game. And Joe Burrow, we get to smoke a cigar in the locker room afterwards. So that all sounds good to me. We got a few minutes here before we get to the rejoin. Again, a little extended halftime action here with the King and Queen being named. And did we win 50-50 or?
Yeah, we were like 10,000 off.
All right, well, we're here at the half. Thank you so much to our sponsorship team, Able Heating and Cooling. Those are just some great folks that continue to support high school sports for a long, long time, as long as I can remember. The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, County National Bank, and Superior Industrial Sales and Service. The Nightlight. A lot of good post-game spots coming up in my mind here also. And how about One North Kitchen and Marketplace to grab a meal, too. Phelps Towing will be Transit Mix. Phelps Towing might be busy tomorrow if all that rain we got today freezes up overnight. So 764-1921.
Steve, I'd like to be with you at a couple of those places you mentioned after the game, but just not Phelps Towing.
Yeah, I hope that's the last place I end up tonight.
Yeah.
Out of all of those. Well, and I don't want to have to go to one of those. I don't want to have to go to Trips Auto Shop and Collision tomorrow either. So we'll try to keep it clean driving home tonight. We'll Well, we got a couple minutes here. It's 31-30. Vandercook Lake takes the one-point lead on the buzzer-beating two-point shot for Andrew Chaney. So they'll start the second half up by one. We'll take another two-minute break here. When we come back, we'll start the second half here at WKHM, streaming online around the world at WKHM.com or tell your Alexa device to play News Talk 970.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, as the halftime countdown commences, or ends, whatever. Yeah. We're just glad to be here and having an exciting game, an exhilarating first half. We're hoping for more exhilaration here in the second half. The players are on the floor ready to go. A correction of our Caleb Breening,
okay,
the homecoming king tonight, and then Ava Smilowski for the queen. So
and that's courtesy of ex-Cardinal. I don't care what clothes he wears. He's always got the pirate gear on, Lou Hampton. Cardinal in his heart forever. He was able to get those pronunciations for us.
Yeah, we got
kind of our sideline reporter, I guess.
You've always got some sort of a like informant amongst the ranks of whatever gym we're in. And that was our guy tonight. Pirates will start the second half with a basketball. Starting lineup on the floor for both squadrons. We're ready to go. 7:58. We count down. 31-30. Napoleon trails with the ball. Trying to go to Jester. That's how they started the game. Go right low to him. And I don't think he realized that the guy defending him from behind was Anthony Jimenez. He's not going to be able to match Jester for size. Jester got in real close and just missed it. Napoleon, fortunately, it got knocked out of bounds off the Jayhawks, and the Pirates get it back.
And if Andrika's going to switch on those screens, Jester will have Jimenez on him all night. That'll be a field day.
Yeah, he's down there now with Eric Wilson on him. Into the corner for Toomey Patterson. He goes on the drive, a little one-hand floater. Miss gets his own rebound on the long carom. Passes out. Hartley Marvin fires for three, and it's off the rim. Rebounded by Buckner, and now we got a whistle. Away from the ball. Oh, we got a injury, and it looks like a twisted ankle here for DeMarion Smith. So he goes to the bench. They'll get the trainer to work on that. I think we'll see him again.
Yeah. Came off on his own. And
yep.
Just a little limp.
It's one of those where you just got to work it out, and you can get back to full speed, I think. Jayhawks ball with a one-point lead. Buckner coming up the floor. Jermaine crosses over left side for Wilson. He knocked down a couple triples there in the first half. Now he goes back to Buckner. Wilson looks like he maybe strained his shoulder. Buckner fires a deep three. It's short. Grant Bradley with a rebound. He's got Zach Johnson running the break out, and his layup missed. Good hustle by Jimenez to make him work for it. And we'll get a jump ball. And so that'll be Jayhawk basketball. And Johnson missed what should have been a bunny.
Yeah, I think Johnson could have just gone up for a regular layup with Jimenez being the only one around and with a foot.
Yeah,
size
about
advantage,
a foot
but he kind of tried to get his body into Jimenez and made that shot a lot tougher than it should have been.
Yep. 31-30, we're scoreless so far in the second half. 6:54 to play third quarter. Jimenez with the ball deep on the wing, makes a move to the left side and pulls up a triple off the dribble. That's off the heel, long rebound grabbed by Jester. Gets it out to Johnson, running up the left side. Left wing for Patterson. Toomey Patterson puts it on the deck, moves to the middle of the floor, into the lane, passes out. Hartley Marvin. Zach Johnson, deep triple. Rolled around and came out, and on the rebound battle, we're going to get a foul against Trent Jester as Eric Wilson had the inside position. That was kind of long, and it just looked like they were jumping for the same ball, though.
Yeah, that'd be Jester's first only. Good job by Wilson, though, to box out because he's also giving up a few inches to Jester, yep. So you better put a body on him.
So 6.5, and we're still scoreless in the third quarter. Jermaine Buckner coming up the floor. Toomey Patterson there near midcourt to greet him, and I think they're going to trap him if he goes to the wing. Jimenez drives baseline, feeds all the way across the court to DeMarion Smith, who's back in. He makes a little drive, and a pull-up on the baseline is short, rebounded by Terrell Showers, and we get another jump ball. And this time it goes to the Pirates.
Yeah, I tell you what, Marvin, give him some credit because if Showers gets his hands on the ball, that's usually a gimme, but Marvin fighting with him for that.
Yeah, Hartley Marvin's a gamer. He's a do-everything kind of guy. Doesn't necessarily have to score a bunch of points. So there we had a little pressure, and the Jayhawks bench wanted a push-off with the off-arm for Marvin, but they got the call against Vandercook Lake, and the official, to his credit, made the call confidently, and that's what you got to do. Make that. If you make that whistle, you need to make that call.
Because he was confident, didn't make it right, though. That was a push-off on Marvin.
You can't use that off-arm like that, yeah. But it'll keep the crowd from getting a little incensed.
Yeah, you are right about that.
Jester with a move from the wing. Kind of a little weave for the Pirates, and Marvin open for three again. Loose. Toomey Patterson knocks the offensive rebound to himself and then reverse lays it up. And the Pirates back in front, 32-31, broke the scoring slump here early third quarter. 5.5 to play. Buckner, the behind-the-back dribble stolen by Hartley Marvin, running the break. And Grant Bradley gets it nearly a backcourt. Good pump fake for Toomey Patterson down on the block. And he takes a lump for that, but it'll get that first foul on Terrell Showers as he left his feet. And free throws here for Toomey Patterson.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Coach Ray, in the official's ear, saying that should have been over and back. And I think I agree with him. I don't think the Napoleon player ever established his feet in the front court.
I think you're right. Bradley got that pass back to him, and he just kind of jumped over the midline and probably should have been a backcourt violation. Instead, they're adding to their lead with a free throw from Toomey Patterson. It's 33-31, 5:23 to play third quarter.
Two calls in a row going against Vandercook Lake, so we'll see. Those things have a tend to even out.
They do. And Patterson gets them both to go. And it's 34-31, a three-point Napoleon lead. That's about as much as they've been able to manage before Vandercook Lake makes something happen the other way. Napoleon's defense has been a little different here in the second half, and I think that's been difficult for the Jayhawks. Near steal there by Jester is knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay Jayhawk ball.
Here's where once you've had a couple tough calls go against you, I really like taking it to the basket because I think officials are ready to kind of even things out. So don't settle for a outside shot here if you're Vandercook.
Buckner to inbound. He goes to Terrell Showers. Smith into the corner. Buckner was open for a moment. He'll dribble out and kind of set up. Now reverses position. Goes up into the air and gets that floater to go. 34-33. Jayhawks on the board for the first time here in the second half.
Jealous I never possessed that floater that Buckner has.
Hartley Marvin, a little screen and roll with Jester. Gets it to him late. Jester now backing down on Wilson, and Jimenez comes in with a quick hand. It's loose on the floor. Jester gets down to get it, And we're going to get a timeout from the Pirates before they can call a jump ball. And so the Pirates will keep it.
Wow, I thought that should have been a jump too. I guess that's the one thing, is we don't know when Coach Seidel was
right
yelling timeout. Sometimes the whistle is a little tardy, so.
Yep. So 4:44 on the third quarter clock. It's 34-33. They did go with a full timeout. We'll keep it here, though, on the broadcast and say thank you to a few more sponsors. How about Jackson College? Having fun watching them play basketball. You can hear their game Wednesday night. Fox Sports 101.9 FM with the women at 5:30 and the men to follow right after. And it's been fun to go out and watch those people play.
And Steve, I'm correct saying just any old fan can't get in. You have to have you have to have a player get you in. Like probably each player gets four tickets.
I think
or
it's
something.
Four. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So the crowds have not been huge, and so many people have been forced to or get to listen to our broadcast, and including some of the players that come from out of state. And we've got listeners in Atlanta.
Yeah.
On a weekly basis when we go cover Jackson College.
Well, they get to listen to me. They're forced to listen to you.
On the inbound. Tui Patterson drops it to Trent Jester on the block, and he lays it up, and it's 36-33 Napoleon. 4.5 to play in the third. Smith goes to work on the drive, and there's maybe a makeup call.
Yeah.
Hartley Marvin called for the hand check.
Yeah, that was there was our makeup.
That was a quick whistle.
Problem is that makeup was not all equal.
Yeah, that doesn't settle things.
Yeah, no.
Buckner inbound from the baseline, floats it into Jimenez outside the arc. On the right wing, deep. Now he's working against Hartley Marvin, moves to the middle. Buckner out by that Jim Dutton logo. He gets into the lane, into the air. A little floater, and he kind of got up in the air. Double clutch jumper from the free throw line, and he gets another one to go. Skilled shot there. 36-35, Napoleon's lead just one. Zach Johnson on the wing. Into the corner for Hartley Marvin, looking for Jester on the block. He goes to work. A little fader for Jester. It's a good-looking shot. Missed it. Rebound, though. Tap to Tumi Patterson, and he gets into the lane. Missed. Grabs it again. Jester pump fakes from three. Marvin's got it on the wing. Grant Bradley working the baseline. Left wing for Zach Johnson. Top for Bradley. He drives from there. Crosses over. Passes back out. Tumi Patterson outside the arc again. This time he goes onto the deck. And when Tumi Patterson drives, you get the sense he's going right to the rim no matter what. He's been out here. He's the effort guy, I think, so far tonight. And he's really, through his sheer force of will, has gotten Napoleon extra possessions and extra buckets.
Yeah, agreed. I tell you, Napoleon's got a couple places where they have mismatches. I think Bradley being guarded by DeMarion Smith is, and DeMarion's a good defender, but Bradley's got him by, what, maybe 30 pounds?
Yep. And a couple inches at least. Inbound, and we got Patterson at the elbow. Passes out to Jester outside the arc. Works his way to the middle of the floor. Hands off to Hayburn back into the game. Crosses over into the lane out to Jester. Jester works back over to the right wing. Hands off to Tumi Patterson out there. His back to the basket at the elbow. Now he works into the block. Out to Bradley on the wing. And Vandercook's defense pays off. Bradley off his foot. Buckner takes the ball on the break, pulls up for three, left it short, and on a rebound battle, goes out of bounds, last touch, Pirates. And that'll be Vandercook Lake ball.
Well, Buckner has a couple hoops inside. There was his first three attempt this second half.
Nice cut into the lane for Marion Smith. Double clutch, scoops it, scores it, and draws a foul, putting Vandercook Lake in front. At 37-36, can make it 38 with the free throw here. And DeMarion Smith is a good free throw shooter.
Yeah, and that's Trent Jester's second foul, too. You know, we talk about Smith and Buckner being relatively quiet in the first half for those two. Right now, this could give them 7 points for the pair. And it does.
Smith hits, 38-36, Jayhawks. And let's see, we get substitution. Terrell Showers goes to the bench. And that'll get Ingram into the game as well as Andrew Chaney. So it's Buckner, Ingram, Wilson, Chaney, and Smith. On the defense here for the Jayhawks. Pirates with the ball, getting some of that pressure out on the wings. Chaney brings that pressure when he's in there.
Yep, Vandy going to a zone now as well.
Haburn open on the wing, but a little deep. He passes it up to me. Patterson penetrates into the corner, and Negus shoots off front rim. Haburn rebounds.
And that was the problem for Vandy in the zone the first half.
There's Chester with the three. Knocks down a triple. And just like that, the Pirates go back in front, 39-38.
Chester pumped up, too, yelling at the ship, at the students.
There's a drive from Buckner, gets in there. He loves to get that step, elevate, and hit the one-hander. And so 40-39, Jayhawks.
I just don't know how you defend that.
You don't? I mean, yeah, there's nobody who can stop him off the dribble, I'm sure of that.
Yep.
You just got to get it out of his hands, and I don't know how you do that. Down to Bradley on the block, working against Wilson out to Haber, and he looked at the three, now drives past into the air. He does a lefty floater, missed the shot, but he's going to get a foul and some free throws.
You know, Napoleon has gotten away with a couple of shot fake and then ones where I think they call traveling a lot.
Yes.
And I don't think they're putting it on the deck. And
yeah, but to be fair, I don't think they've called that in anyone
tonight. They have not.
And normally we get a handful of those every game.
And I'm actually okay with it.
Yeah. Haburn hits the first free throw. We're tied at 40.
Steve, has our biggest lead been 5 tonight?
I think so.
Yeah, this game is, you mentioned earlier at halftime, nobody's ever went longer than a 2-minute stretch where they looked in any kind of control.
Yep. 40 to 40. And Haburn hits the pair, puts his team up 41-40 with 2 minutes to play here in the third. And they set up a little three-quarter court pressure on the Jayhawks, looking to trap, get it out of Buckner's hands, speed him up. Smith into the corner. Wilson, he can hit that three. And he left it short. Rebounded Chaney. Wilson in the paint. Point blank missed. That's still up in the air. Wilson chases it down. He drives again. Reverse layup. Short. And this time he's going to get a foul. You can't give him that many tries and expect to come away with a stop. So Wilson made the move. And he gets to the free throw line here, trailing 41-40 with a minute 40 on the clock.
We unfortunately aren't keeping track of this, but I'd like to know how many offensive rebounds both teams have, because it's a lot. Teams are getting 2, 3, 4 looks.
Wilson misses the first free throw.
Wilson might need to ask the officials if he can step back to the three-point line for this free throw.
Seems more comfortable out there. Bends the knees, gets the shot away, and that's long, too, and two Pirate defenders there to rebound, and it looked like it went off of them, but I guess Terrell Showers got a hand in the mix and knocked it out. So the Pirates get the ball, 1-point lead, and we'll get some full court pressure here from the Jayhawks. Yeah. There's the inbound, gets to Zach Johnson. Smith checking him, and it's kind of a one-on-one. And Johnson gets it over the midline, mishandled it for a moment, but still managed to get it over the floor. Skips it across court to Haber on the right wing. He crosses over into the lane, into the air. And he had nowhere to go, but a little bailed out by the officials here. So Haber will get free throws, and he's 2 for 2.
Yeah, they're going to get Chaney with that one again. Iffy, kind of. Maybe he got him, maybe he didn't. But, Steve, you brought up at halftime you'd like to see who's going to handle the ball from Napoleon, and Vandercook picks him up full. And that time it was Zach Johnson, but he did not look super sure of himself. We'll keep our eyes out.
Yeah, and he kind of chose to go with the left hand, and when he was going over the middle line, the ball was really loose, but Smith had been so concerned with playing position that he didn't grab that loose ball, but it didn't look sure-handed. Haburn, sure shooter at the free throw line, and it's 43-40 Pirates. Buckner breaks the pressure himself all the way into the lane, passes out. Wilson was open in the corner for a moment. Pirates jumped in the passing lane. It's knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay Vandercook ball. Buckner got into the air and was maybe a little, it would have been a tough shot to make, and so he tried to feed Wilson in the corner, and nothing happens, I guess. They get the ball inbound deep to Smith outside the arc. Right side for Jimenez. He's got a space to shoot that three, and he hits. And we're tied at 43.
Jimenez, the second three-pointer of the game.
He hasn't been a volume shooter, but they've felt big every time he hits it. Tied at 43 with a minute to play in the third quarter. Toomey Patterson on the penetration. Stop, gets it out to Jester on the baseline. Top of the key for Jason Negus. Left side for Zach Johnson. Goes into the drive, into the air, drops it off for Haburn. Oh, nice feed by Johnson. Haburn fouled on the shot attempt, so he goes back to the line.
Yeah, and what we've seen so far, you might as well just put two up for Napoleon and start the clock and let's go. Because Hayward looks automatic to me.
46.86 in seconds column here for the Pirates. Hayward knocks that one down again and puts his team back up by one. Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. And this has been just as even as the first two quarters were.
That foul, by the way, was on Showers, his second. We said he had five to play with this half. He's 40% home.
Hayburn makes the pair, 45-43. It's a two-point lead for the Pirates with full court pressure. Buckner calmly dribbles past into the lane. Double clutch. He's had a shot blocked there. Out of bounds. He wanted a foul, but that hasn't been a foul much of that one to me.
Yeah.
He was in some space, and now we get a timeout from Coach Ray and the Vandercook bench. 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds here on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back on the floor here. Buckner will inbound. 45-43, his team trails. 45-43, 34.86 seconds. Buckner will inbound. It's Buckner, Jimenez, Wilson, Showers, and Smith, the starting lineup for the Jayhawks. And Wilson sneak past the defense. Easy inbound, easy layup, and we're tied at 45.
Beautiful out-of-bounds play drawn up by Coach Ray.
Hayburn working past Buckner. Pirates fans wanted to reach. No call. Toomey Patterson out near the midline. 15 seconds, tied at 45. It's just the third quarter here. We got 8 more minutes to play, but if Napoleon wants their advantage back, they can do it here with 8 seconds. Toomey Patterson gets a screen, stops, hands off to Hayburn, 3 seconds. He steps back, now drives against Jimenez into the lane, lefty finish, no good at the buzzer.
Steve, you say we have 8 minutes to play. Are you going to be surprised if we don't have 12?
We could have some bonus basketball tonight. 8 minutes on the clock for the fourth quarter when we come back from a 60-second break. We're tied at 45 on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, tied at 45 after 3 quarters of action. We got one more to play, and maybe more, till somebody wins.
If you're listening to us on your phone, make sure that thing's charged up, because you don't want to miss the end of this.
I'll tie it up. Starting lineup on the floor for the Jayhawks. Hayburn has earned himself extra minutes on the floor, and he stayed out of foul trouble there. As Wilson drives into the air, scores it, and draws a foul. Big play right out of the gate here for Eric Wilson. And he's got 2 and a free throw coming. 47-45 Jayhawks. He missed a couple at the line in the third quarter.
Yep. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Grant Bradley did not think that was a foul on him, but
that was a little more touchy than we've had our foul call so far tonight. He does hit, though, and makes it 48-45. It's been a while since the Jayhawks have been up by 3, and now they pressure. And the Pirates look a little befuddled, but they do break it. And it gets down to Zach Johnson on the block. He's doubled there. Better clear it out, and he does. And he'll get it to Hayburn on the left wing. Pirates set up the half-court offense. Hartley Marvin alone for a moment. Won't take the 3. Johnson usually takes that deep one. He pump fakes and then takes it anyway. And it's missed. Probably would have been better off shooting with the rhythm in the first shot. They get up to Jimenez. The Jayhawks out of the rebound. Demarion Smith on the wing. Jimenez now. And Buckner.
Demarion's been a little absent offensively, and I look for him to have a fourth quarter. You watch. He'll make a couple big buckets.
And Buckner makes a quick move to the lane, passes out. There's Smith looking to make you look like Nostradamus. It's missed and rebounded by the Pirates.
Thought for sure that was going to go in after I said
right,
that.
I'm not set it all up
talking about him anymore.
Toomey Patterson going against Smith and passes out to Johnson on the wing. He makes a move to the basket, spins. He was alone, wouldn't shoot it. Passes out to Toomey Patterson. He had the move. That was the move he wanted. Toomey Patterson at the top. Getting a little pressure there from Smith. Now gets it out to Hayburn. Working against Jimenez. Jimenez, good pressure. Into the corner, Hartley Marvin. He won't shoot it. And he's trapped, and we'll get a timeout from the Napoleon bench. Full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. 48-45 with 6:23 to play. And we're back in a minute on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
6:23 remains in this game, and it's 48-45. Vandercook leads Napoleon with the ball, and really good time out there because they seemed befuddled on offense.
Yeah, due to the Vandercook D.
And Hartley pulling up a three. Hartley Marvin's three off the heel. Rebound goes to Buckner, and Vandercook gets the stop, clears it out.
And Marvin now 0 for 5 from the three-point line for the evening.
Yeah, 6:02 to play. Buckner on the drive. Goes up early instead of the double clutch. Takes it in the air and scores it. 5:53, and it's a five-point lead for the Jayhawks. Toomey Patterson left side for Hartley Marvin. Toomey Patterson back to Marvin. Swings it around. Haburn wide open for three. And he got it. Rattled it down. But it goes in. 5:37 to play. 50-48.
That was a big one, Steve.
Yeah.
Because you just got the feeling like if he misses that, Vandercook come down and score, go up seven.
Yeah, and what you got to see here is can they stop Buckner? Because it hasn't seemed like if he wants to get in there, he can. He drives again. Floater is good.
There's the floater.
It's going right back to it.
You're right. Again, when he takes it and does that, I just don't know how they're stopping that.
Haburn again. Now we're going to get Smith looking down to the block. And Jester had position. Wilson tries to jump around and gets called for the foul.
Yep, that'll be Wilson's third. Team seventh, so we're going to get some free throws now. And the way Napoleon's half-court offense has been looking, free throws are probably looking pretty good to them right now because that half-court offense, if it's not Haburn, they're kind of in a struggle mode at the moment for the last 4 minutes.
5:03 to play here, 52-48. Jester at the free throw line. 6'4 junior. And that one bounces three times up high before it goes in. Hey, a score update from the hockey tilt. And Lumichristi's made it a game. Jackson, rather. Lumichristi leads, but 5-4 with 3:19 to play. Pull the goalie.
They got a dandy brewing there, too.
Three-point game here as Jester missed the second free throw under 5 minutes. Demarion Smith hands off to Wilson. He backs it out now, hands to Buckner. Toomey Patterson tried to jump in between. Buckner comes off the midcourt to set up. Tim and Patterson, you got to be ready to help, but if you go out and help, then you leave Jimenez open, and he hasn't shot at volume, but he's shot a high percentage.
Yeah. Good luck guarding Buckner out there at the logo where he has space to work.
Yeah.
That's tough call. Patterson picking up his third.
Is that who it went on?
Yep.
Yep. Patterson's got three. 4:35 to play. Buckner coming over the midline and directing traffic on all the offensive players. Knowing where he wants him to be when he makes this dribble drive move, but that's what he's doing. He's just setting up one-on-one. There's the drive into the air. Drops it down to Showers. Blocked! He got the one. He pump faked the one guy out of his shoes, but there were two guys waiting to block the shot. Good Napoleon help side. They trail by three. Haburn on the drive into the lane. Scoops! No good. No bailout. Looks like might get a foul call. Rebounded by Showers on the run. Smith out to Jimenez corner. Doesn't take the three. Fakes a pass, pull-up jumper, two-pointer, missed. Johnson rebounds. Under 4 minutes, back-and-forth pace. This suits Napoleon a little better than that plodding half-court offense, but now Vandercook has recovered, and Napoleon's got to find a way to get buckets in this half-court.
Had Bradley on a run-out, but they just threw the pass a little bit too far, and he couldn't quite corral it and get that easy layup.
They need a screen and roll with Bradley or Jester. Johnson does get an open look out there and knocks it down. We're tied again. 52-all Johnson with the deep triple. 3:22 to play at 52-52. And Buckner comes and sets up right in front of his bench. He's done it the last four trips down. He can penetrate, and if you come up to help, he's going to find an open guy. Gets a screen from Wilson. Now Wilson on the wing. He'll pull up the three. And he hit it, Eric Wilson!
I didn't think that was the one they wanted. He gave a little fake and not in rhythm, but
Didn't bother Eric Wilson.
And right out of that shot, we get a timeout from the Vander Cook bench, and that's a full timeout. Let's take 60 seconds. We got 3:03 to play. 55-52, Jayhawks lead on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3 minutes, 3 seconds to go here before we find out who's going to be in first place in the Cascades Conference. 55-52 lead right now for the Jayhawks, and they got Tooney Patterson trapped at half court. He does get away to Bradley, right wing. Zach Johnson pump fakes the three into the air. Double clutch off the window, and good. Lead cut to one, 2:45 to play. Johnson had a momentary look at the three, wisely pump faked and took the two-point bucket. Made it look a little special, too, with a double clutch.
Yeah. Style points. They should give him an extra one.
Might tie it up, yeah. Two and a half. Buckner with Tooney Patterson on him. Looking to drive. Crosses over to the middle of the floor. Now right side for Smith. He'll get it back to Buckner. 2:22. 55-54. Jayhawks. Buckner on the drive. Gets into the lane. Passes out to Smith. He drives into the elbow. Looking for Buckner down to the baseline. Knocked away and out of bounds. Buckner will pass in from that low spot where the defense better find Eric Wilson.
Yeah. You know, both Buckner and Smith have kind of been alphas for them all year, but right now everything's running through Buckner.
That's a 30-second timeout from the Napoleon bench, and I think Coach Seidel wanted to say, hey, can we not give up a layup to Wilson on this inbound?
Yeah, you better find Wilson.
Hey, twice. Congratulations to the Napoleon JV tonight. They got the win, 73-30 over the Vander Cook Lake JV, so a good win for the Pirates JV squad.
Talked about standing room only, too. I see a lot of the Queen candidates over there in their dresses just standing.
Yeah, nobody wants to give up.
Too uncomfortable to sit in those dresses, or is nobody giving up their seat? What's going on?
Don't you want to give up your seat to one of these homecoming court ladies? I got to be honest, I like the dresses tonight, all of them. I'm not much of a fashion consultant, though, so I could be saying the same thing to my wife, and she might go, they're not that good. You know, I never know.
I think there's some beautiful dresses over there.
I agree.
A lot of security here tonight, too.
Yeah. 2:12 to play. Vander Cook ball with a one-point lead. Showers tries to slip down. They go to the corner for Smith for three. Short. Wilson there to rebound. He's triple-teamed, and he tries to pass out. Too many hands. Napoleon turns it over here, or turns them over. Pirate ball. Tooney Patterson up the floor. Screen from Johnson. Johnson slips out. Tooney Patterson on the drive. Lowered the shoulder. Offensive foul on Javen Tooney Patterson. And it would have been fine if he hadn't just leaned down. A lot of times it's just what body movement you make.
He did. He had a little edge on him, but he dipped that shoulder, and that's his fourth.
Olivet. 14-1 after a 63-36 win over Maple Valley tonight as we look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Quick substitution here, so that gets Jason Negus back on the floor, gives Zach Johnson a break.
I don't know if this is just an offense-defense thing, because Zach Johnson's been the offense for Napoleon these last 2 minutes.
Yeah, they're pressuring full court. They break it. Eric Wilson in the front court. Works into the free throw line. Stops, pulls up, and rattles it in. 3-point lead for the Jayhawks. 1:38 to play. Napoleon up the floor quickly. Jester on the wing. Now to Haybert. Defender had his back turned. Haybert on the drive, and that's going to be a foul. And that's bonus free throws the rest of the way. Both teams in the 1-1 bonus. And Haybert has been Mr. Automatic at the free throw line so far, and they need him to knock these down with just 91 seconds to play.
You surprised Zach Johnson came out of the game, Steve?
I am, and I'm surprised that with this foul, they didn't take the opportunity to put him back in.
Yeah, well, now I guess if it is an offense-defense thing, I see, but there was a dead ball and an opportunity.
Yep. Haybert missed. I jinxed him, and on the rebound, it goes off Bradley's hands, and it'll be Jayhawk ball. They've got a 3-point lead with 90 seconds on the clock.
Haybert had been 6-for-6.
The pressure is broken in the middle of the floor. Nearly stolen. Smith gets it up to Showers into the front court, so we get over the timeline. Minute 22, Buckner's capable hands out near that Jim Dutton's court logo. Driving against Haber, pulls up at the free throw line and got it! That one rattled in a little bit. It wasn't his floater, little fader, but he knocked it down, and it's a 5-point lead for the Jayhawks. And with 72 seconds, another timeout from the Pirate bench. You got to make sure you get bucked on this trip. Can't come away empty-handed. Full timeout. Let's take 60 seconds, and we'll come back and wrap this one up. I still don't know who's going to win at 59-54 on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
On the ensuing possession out of the timeout, a Zach Johnson drive drops off a pass to Grant Bradley in the paint. He scores it. And on the inbound, Jermaine Buckner gets it. They foul him, and he'll go to the free throw line. Now, he's not what I'd call a great free throw shooter. I know he can make them, but he misses.
Yeah, so, we've seen him miss some.
Yeah, this could be okay, but you got a rebound if you're the Jayhawk. Or excuse me, the Pirates. 52.41 remains here. 59-56, they trail by three.
Another tough thing is that's Toomey Patterson's fifth. He's going to have to go out now. Definitely one of the bigger offensive threats for Napoleon.
High school hockey tonight. Lumen held on to beat Jackson United. Final score there, 5-4. Lumen Christie with the victory. We don't know who the victor is here yet, but we got 52 seconds to decide. Jermaine Buckner at the free throw line. It's a 1-1 trip, so.
And this will be the last time for this 1-1, so.
Yeah.
Kind of big for Napoleon here.
If he misses that first one, you got to grab this carom. Noisy in the gym, and Buckner are nothing but cord. Clutch from Buckner.
And Buckner's just looked under control. I mean, this whole fourth quarter, he's, you know, barking out instructions, telling people where to go, balls in his hand. Did not surprise me that he calmly drained that one.
Got them both. Pitch back out to five, 61-56. Jason Negus gets it to Hartley Marvin. They're under a little bit of pressure here. Marvin wisely just dribbles up. 42 seconds. Johnson will fire the three. Got it! Zach Johnson! Timeout Pirates! We're not over yet. 37 and 6 hundredths. Just over 37 seconds to play here. 61-59. Another timeout on the floor. Zach Johnson dropped that triple.
Which, Steve, he'd made a triple, and then he'd made a nice drive. He's made a dish. And then he came out there for about a minute period, and who knows, maybe he needed to. I don't know. Maybe there was an equipment malfunction or something, but it was an odd time to take him out.
But. And he came right back. It didn't cost him any steam. He's still hot. And with this game in the balance, player of the game is in the balance too. I mean, I think we're simply waiting to see which team wins, and we got a couple of favorites for that honor tonight.
And, you know, here's where the coaching staff, hopefully they have some numbers on Vandercook, free throw percentage numbers, and you're right now figuring out who you want to get and how long are you going to play before you do give one. You get a chance to, you know, get a trap or even two with 37 seconds. You know, there's time.
Yep.
But, boy, on the other hand, you don't want to just let Buckner just split your trap and go in and get an easy layup either. Of course, Jester's back there manning under the basket. For anybody that gets loose.
Gosh, don't you do anything to keep it out of Buckner's hands right now. Smith might be a better free throw shooter, but I think everybody out there right now for the Jayhawks can shoot the free throw pretty well.
Wilson make one for three. You know, he might be a guy. And Jimenez has not shot a free throw. And sometimes those sharpshooter three-pointer guys aren't great at that.
They get the showers. Ooh, and a near steal by Jester. And that's what they wanted. It was loose, but they got the foul. I'm not as disappointed in the foul call as the Pirates are.
Yeah, there was contact. I think we've seen calls that I thought disagreed with more than that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, showers might make this, but first trip to the line tonight in a tough spot. That's probably not a bad guy to get. Now, Terrell, you can prove me wrong by making them both.
Right. Real loud in the gym here, and Showers shrugs it off and knocks it down. 62-59, three-point game. Big free throw here with 34 seconds, although I think we're going to get a couple more possessions for the Pirates before it's all said and done. Yep.
Especially if we get any more Zach Johnson triples.
Yep.
It'll be open for him, a little shot fake.
Showers got them both. And a timeout from the Jayhawk bench. We're brought to you today by Penn Chiropractic Center, American Title Company, Alro Metals Outlet, Alro Steel, Grimes Plumbing. And how about Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning on board tonight?
We might have to call showers, Mr. Alro, because he's got nerves of steel at the line.
Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. 34.24 seconds, 63.59.
Steve, right now, Vandercook Lake, 5-for-5 from the line this quarter. All within the last couple minutes, too. So at clutch time, they're showing up.
Yep. We'll see what the Pirates draw up. I'd be surprised if anybody but Zach Johnson takes a shot here. I mean, we had Hartley Marvin, who was 0-for-5 from 3. And Negus, I think, has missed a couple. I think the only guy out there besides Johnson who's made a triple is
Habern,
Jester,
Michler.
And Habern.
Yep, yep.
Habern is on the floor. So it's Johnson, Bradley, Marvin, Habern, and Jester on the floor here for the Pirates.
I'm sorry, Steve.
No, Jayhawks are going to set up full court pressure.
You can take it hard to the basket because Vandercook doesn't want a foul, so they're going to be kind of tentative.
A little whistle here, and I don't know if he I can call the officials over. We get a little confab.
Yep.
33.56. So
Coach Ray is claiming something is off. I'm not sure what. But it's enough to make the refs huddle. You know, the Vandercook press right now, not necessarily, again, to turn them over, but just slow them down.
Right.
If you're
take a little more
like
time to get up the floor.
You'd like to get a quick hitter to half court and attack. Use that to your advantage.
33.56 seconds.
So they're talking to both books. I don't know if they're making sure the score is correct.
I kind of feel like it was maybe Coach Ray had an issue about the length of the timeout, maybe, or something, and now they're doing the...
Yeah, they're talking to each book.
I think they maybe want to make sure that there's still one-on-one free throws, or that...
Well, Coach Ray's getting the explanation. Up here in the crow's nest, we can't quite hear that.
And it's quite loud in here, too, so even if we were even if he was speaking loudly, there's maybe a guy on the bench who could hear, and everyone else is just listening to the crowd. Habern will inbound. And we're still not ready to start yet.
And if you're Napoleon, you don't want to waste precious seconds getting this up the floor.
And it was 34.24. Is that what we were saying? And before that play stoppage. So if you're Napoleon, you say, hey, we want that half a second back. They're not going to. It doesn't look like they're going to do that. So we got the whistle. We're underway. Inbound goes to Hartley Marvin. Back to Habern. Dribbling up the floor, trying to avoid that trap at half court. Goes the other way. 25 seconds. Habern now gets a screen from Johnson. Johnson steps back. He fires. That one's off. Rebound grabbed by Showers. Terrell Showers' rebounding ability. Coming into play late in this one, and they'll foul him, and he'll go to the line.
And I'll tell you what, that Vandercook press did exactly what Coach Ray wanted. It wasted precious seconds. Napoleon just struggling to get it up the floor.
Yeah, and made them really feel like they had to flog it quickly. So Johnson maybe rushed that shot. And, of course, I think the Jayhawks knew as well as we did that Johnson would be the shooter on that. And Buckner jumped out with a hand in his face. 16.49 to play, 63-59. And it hits front rim, rolls around, but does go in. Terrell Showers hits again, 64-59.
6-for-6 is Vandercook now. Showers 3-for-3 in this quarter.
And that's nothing but net. Leave no doubt, 65-59. You need a couple triples. The pressure set up. They get it down to Bradley. Stops and fires. No. Rebound out of bounds. And that's going to go Vandercook's way. 9.46 seconds, and feels academic now. Pass down to Smith at half court. Crosses over. And 6 seconds. Pirates aren't going to foul, but there's your time. They call off the Dogs. There's the buzzer, and the Jayhawks hold on to beat Napoleon for the second time this year. 65-59.
Final score was the biggest lead of the game for either team.
Yeah.
6 point. What a game.
And that gets Vandercook Lake to 13-1. Atop the Cascades Conference at 8-1 in the league. And they are set up to control their own destiny, to hang a plaque on the wall or put a trophy in the case as Cascades Conference champions. 65-59, your final again here from Napoleon High School. Let's take a two-minute break. Brian will do some quick math, and we'll get you into your Saturday night activities. Again, 65-59, the final back in 2 minutes on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Vandercook Lake Jayhawks 13-1 after the 65-59 win tonight over the Napoleon Pirates. And Brian, how did we get to that 65-point total?
Well, I will start with the Napoleon Pirates. They had Jason Negus with 2, Zach Johnson 14, Trent Jester 10, Javen Toomey-Patterson with 10, Grant Bradley 9, and Devontae Hayburn also with 14, sharing the point lead with Zach Johnson.
All right, and for the victorious Vandercook Lake Jayhawks.
For Vandy, they had Andrew Cheney with 2, Demarion Smith 6, Anthony Jimenez 8, Terrell Showers 13, Eric Wilson 16, and Jermaine Buckner leading the way both with points and just as a good floor general with 20 points.
Yeah, Buckner's our player of the game tonight, and it kind of in that fourth quarter became apparent that if whichever team won, Buckner or Zach Johnson would end up being the players of the game, because those were the two offensive mainstays and the difference makers there in the fourth quarter. Although Vandercook Lake, if they don't get Eric Wilson and Terrell Showers playing the way they do in the fourth quarter, they maybe don't win even with Buckner having that game. But they did get those performances. And we kind of said at the halftime, it looked like whichever team was going to make more shots. And we even thought free throws could be the difference. And it really was. Vandercook Lake shot the ball well.
Yeah, Vandercook was only 2 for 5 through three quarters, so not shooting the free throws. So you thought, hey, with that lead, what's going to happen? But 7 for 7, including, you mentioned, Showers and Wilson, between the two of them, 5 for 5, all in the last couple minutes. Clutch when they needed to be.
But when it mattered, Coach Ray kind of went to just isolation for Buckner. Confidence in that he could break down the defense, which he had been doing all game, but in that fourth quarter he was just setting up in front of the bench, getting his teammates surrounding him kind of around the arc, and then he would penetrate. If he could score, he would. If he had to dish, he would. And that just kind of became the offense for Vandercook down the stretch, and it paid off. Of course, that doesn't work if Buckner's not talented enough to break down the defense like he was and penetrate, and if he's not smart enough to pass it when he needs to. That doesn't work, but tonight it did. And of course, again, you still got to knock down those free throws, and 7 for 7 in the quarter and you win by 6 points, that's the difference right there. If you're not hitting from the line, you're not winning tonight. And kudos to the Pirates, and really I was surprised to see Jester and Hayburn with those double-digit point totals, because they did kind of fade under the kind of Zach Johnson performance late, and he has that potential to score a lot every time he's out there. We've seen him a couple times, and he's a good shooter, and he's a basketball player. You know, he's got that basketball skill, and had a couple nice passes tonight. He did have a good game, but really the fourth quarter was where he set himself apart.
Yeah, I tell you what, I see a lot of little guys with Napoleon jerseys on, like a lot of the youth teams are here today to cheer on the Pirates, and I hope some of them, even though it was the opponent, any point guards out there, I hope they're watching Buckner, because just his change of pace and his crossover and his control and his demeanor, he was always, you know, upbeat with his teammates, mm-hmm. regardless of mistakes. He played a great point guard tonight, and deservingly so of our player of the game, for sure.
Yeah, Buckner really was the difference tonight for the Jayhawks, although, again, they played well. And really, nice reaction after losing to Michigan Center at home. They come out with a big win over Manchester 77-49, and now this win to take over control of sole possession of first place in the Cascades Conference. They're next in action on Monday, Valentine's Day at Addison. So Cascades Conference game, and that'll be one where they're a favorite and likely winners there. Meanwhile, the Pirates fall to 12-2, 7-2 in second place here in the Cascades Conference, and they are next in action on Wednesday night at Manchester against the Dutch, and Napoleon will be favorites in that one too. But you got to play the games, and if you're Napoleon, you got to hope that Vanderkook Lake falters down the stretch against one of these teams. Hanover Horton's still on their schedule, and there's, you know, I'd hate to go into that gym anytime in March or late February and have to try to win. And
I believe both Vandercook and Napoleon have to go to Hanover, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
too.
I think so.
It's kind of the Cameron Indoor of the Cascades Conference. So
yep.
Steve,
and they're playing much better. They're playing much better lately, Hanover Horton, and with Carson Sanders is back, they're a different team than the one I saw early in the season.
Yeah, and I'm giving you all credit because after we heard that Vandercook lost to Center, you said that's probably going to be what they needed, and boy, we've seen a couple games now where it looks exactly like what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, because there any questions that we had after, again, watching them against East Jackson, a team that they were heavily favored at and led by 18 points in the fourth quarter and saw them come all the way back. This Jayhawk team tonight was not going to let that same thing happen, and maybe that was just the wake-up call necessary to put them where they need to be to finish out this season as conference champs and go into the postseason with that top seed in the district and maybe make a little run here for the Vanderkook Lake community.
And I tell you what, Steve, this is getting my juices flowing. It felt like playoff basketball, and if you're not ready for it, this one got you ready for it.
Yeah, and I caught a little something from Eddie Z from the Polka Time show on Sunday mornings here at WKHM, and he said he hasn't been to a high school basketball game in a long time, and this was the he said this was a good one to be the first one I went to. So
right.
He was here tonight, and he was treated to a gem. So, again, the final tonight here, 65-59, Vanderkook Lake beats Napoleon, and Jermaine Buckner's our player of the game. Jermaine Buckner, our player of the game. And so tomorrow, Sports Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., we'll round up all the scores from around the area, including that hockey win for Lumen Christi over Jackson United tonight. We'll also talk about the Red Wings and University of Michigan Wolverines, who are in action tomorrow here on WKHM. And, of course, the Super Bowl on Fox Sports 101.9 FM on Sunday. Coverage with Westwood One begins at 2 o'clock. Brian, any last thoughts?
Hey, go Bengals. Can that be? Go Wolverines. Can I start cheering now for the future?
Yeah.
What's done is done here. Congratulations to Vandercook and Napoleon and any high school basketball fan that was here tonight, because you were treated to a dandy.
Capacity crowd was treated to that one tonight, yeah. And, yeah, I'm kind of on the go Bengals, too. So, yeah, I'm Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Hopefully a W on Sunday. And whether they win or lose, I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
And drink and be merry.
I apologize, too. I just sounded like I was 80 years old calling this a dandy.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to pull out that old language and make it fresh again. I think that's what you did.
All right. Thanks.
All right. For Keith Richards, executive producer back in the studio tonight, and the professor, Brian Haynes, I'm Captain Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you Tuesday night. Lumen Christi at Northwest, Interstate 8 basketball here on WKHM. Have a great weekend and a happy Valentine's Day.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drink, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Wilby Transit Mix, Phelps Towing, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Seymour Ford Lincoln, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, One North Kitchen and Bar, Jim Winter Auto, County National Bank, Grimes Plumbing, Jackson College, Al Rose Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, Recruit Specialized Staffing, The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, Elm Plating, The Nightlight, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning.